This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. State Senator Greg Rothman is the new GOP head in Pennsylvania. What a time to be in that role. Pretty good battle determining the vote on this with a couple of people. He's Pennsylvania Senate District 34. I believe he had 10 years in the Marine Reserves, among other things. Joins us here on the Dom Show on Talk Radio 1210, State Senator. Welcome to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dom. Thanks for having me.
So 10 years in Marine Reserves. Were you in the Marines originally, then in Reserves?
No, I enlisted at the beginning of the ground war phase of the first Gulf War.
Okay.
And I enlisted, I think the war started on Wednesday night. I enlisted on Friday. My unit, which was an artillery battery, had been activated. But if you remember, that war ended in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent the rest of the time in Reading, Pennsylvania, in an artillery battery, reserve artillery battery. So it was it was just about 10 years, but I loved every minute of it.
Well, that's nice to have it's always good to have the artillery. A quick quiz here. Any prominent artillerymen as politicians in U.S. history? There's one that comes to mind.
Harry Truman.
Yes, Harry Truman. Yes,
yeah.
One of my favorite presidents, without a doubt.
Yeah. So I got, but I learned a lot in the Marine Corps, which has helped me in my business life, too.
So this is a great time, I think, to be the head of the GOP. The challenge in the past election was a mail-in balloting, and we've gotten past that somewhat, a lot of effort on this. But in some of the things that I've heard you say, you want to continue, of course, to grow the party. In what way do we capitalize on the Trump breakthrough now, particularly with working class Americans in Pennsylvania across all lines?
Yeah, and look, the success we had in Pennsylvania in November, winning 5 statewide elections, electing, we got a full slate of row officers now with our attorney general and auditor general and treasurer, electing Dave McCormick to the Senate, beating the Casey dynasty was a huge deal, and of course, President Trump. So it's to make sure that those voters remain active and are engaged, and the policies the president has already put into place just in the last few weeks, I think, are starting to bear fruits, and we're seeing that the policies of the Trump agenda work, and the policies of the Biden, Kamala Harris, Shapiro, for that matter, have been failures. And so I think it's keeping our promises. I think it's supporting the president's agenda, and then making sure that we let the voters know that there is a difference in policies between Democrats and Republicans, and the results we can now see.
Well, without a doubt. Now, the big word you just mentioned, and I've jousted with this guy way back when he was a state representative in Abington, and that would be defeating Governor Shapiro, who Politico says is the odds-on favorite or a long way away to be the Democrat nominee in 2028. I think he is the guy. Am I making him too hard to beat? Where's the underbelly here of Shapiro's, the ultimate chameleon, Greg? Do you see that it's doable to defeat him?
Well, yeah, I think he's absolutely beatable. He's not really a leader. I mean, he's a showman. He's the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. He's, you know, it's a lot of platitudes. He's a great politician, no doubt about it. He certainly has all the sizzle, but there's not stake there. I mean, keep in mind that he campaigned on accelerating the corporate net income tax, a pretty Republican issue, but then he didn't do it and isn't going to do it. And his new proposal is combined reporting, which is worse. He campaigned on school choice, like rescuing these kids. Remember, he went on Fox News and said, every child of God deserves a shot in Pennsylvania. That's why I support school choice. And then he vetoed, line item vetoed, a really modest, you know, $14 million scholarship program for the kids in the worst schools in the state. So I just don't think, I think Josh is Governor Shapiro. He's a nice guy and he's got a lot of flash. But at the end of the day, the voters are smarter than that. And I think we have a chance to beat him in 2026.
Can you tell us, I mean, I have some in mind, but I don't know what you're thinking. Are there 2, 3, 4, 5 people starting to gear up, eyeing running against Shapiro?
I don't know. I mean, I've certainly heard all the names you have. I mean, Treasurer Stacey Garrity, who is the largest vote getter in the history of Pennsylvania, Congressman Dan Muser, one of Trump's favorite congressmen. I think that we will have a good candidate, but we as a party have to spend 2025 making sure that there's an infrastructure in place to deliver for the Republican candidate, and that's my goal. And whether that means electing our two judicial candidates, maybe having a no vote on the retention of some of the Supreme Court justices, and winning some of these local county district attorney races where crime is going to be an issue. I mean, you've got your DA in City of Philadelphia, who's the poster child for what happens if prosecutors don't prosecute violent crime and crime. So those are all things that I think we are going to build on. And look, I want to congratulate the Philadelphia Eagles too. What an incredible Super Bowl. And I know your listeners are all Eagles fans.
Oh, yeah,
so we do
want to
turn Pennsylvania a permanently red state, but we're going to be green for a couple weeks. So,
yeah. Greg, defending election integrity is on one of your bullet points here of things still where we need to do more. What is it, as you see in your role now, we've gotten our listeners now this time around, they did the mail-in ballots to get it in early, but they wanted to drop them off. And I'm not saying, you can work magic here, but I'm sure you observed what they did in Bucks County, which was essentially
to tell
our listeners they weren't in America and they weren't going to let them vote that way. What is your focus going? That's real election integrity, that we actually be able to show up and vote by law in the way that's lawful.
Well, yes, and absolutely what they did. And look, I showed up 2 weeks before the election, went to my county board of election, presented my ID, and I think voter ID is critical. Right. I have a 10-year-old daughter. She goes to the library, and she has to show her ID card to check out a book at a library.
Mm-hmm.
It ought to be the same thing for to vote. So I showed my ID. They gave me a ballot. I went out to my truck. I filled out the ballot. I came back in, put it in the envelope, handed it in 2 weeks before the election. Governor Shapiro did the same thing, by the way. He went and voted in Montgomery County. My six-year-old daughter, she's in first grade. When I wake her up a half hour before she's supposed to, she says, what? It's early. But we had the counties around the state, even Republican counties, saying, oh, no, there's no early voting. The Department of State's website said there's no early voting. there's absolutely early voting. You can vote before the election. If we need to codify something, then the legislature should do that. But we should also allow for pre-canvassing. We should also, make sure that judges of elections follow the rules, make sure there's consistency from the Department of State. And I really think that voter ID is a possibility. It's like an 80% the people 80% support it.
Well, without a doubt, and it would pass the Senate, but do you think it even gets to be looked at in the House?
I think if enough pressure comes on the legislatures and the governor, Delaware has voter ID. Massachusetts has voter ID.
Yeah.
There are plenty of Democrat states that have voter ID. I mean, you can't get into a federal courthouse without showing ID or get on a plane or get in on a train or, why can't we show IDs? Who doesn't want to show their ID?
If I could ask you to, because you're still in the legislature, I'm hoping, because it will pass, it did under Wolf, and this would be the moment where Josh Shapiro, even for once, will have to take a side. It's the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. Do you think it will come to a vote in the House, it'll pass the Senate, and then he'll have to decide where the Democrat Party is? Does he veto it, as Wolf did, who didn't want to go any further than Pennsylvania? He wants to be president. Can it at least get a vote in the House where it did pass before?
Yeah, I'm on the PIAA Oversight Committee, and they just announced they're going to follow. PIAA is going to follow President Trump's executive order. There were a couple senators from Pennsylvania, Kristen Phillips Hill and Judy Ward and Barb Gleim, who's my one of my local state reps here. They were at the White House for the signing. And Riley Gaines is just an American hero. I love her. I think so, but if we, as you said, we're 101-101 in the House. We've got to win back the House. There's some opportunities with a special election coming up and maybe some other retirements. So the problem is the majority controls the calendar. Mm. And, we're going to, in the Senate, we're going to negotiate for some of these things to be put up for votes. But I've got four daughters, so I feel pretty strongly about
Well, Greg, let me go back to that, too. We don't want to bury the lead here, because the PIAA, I'm glad you're on the board. In the past, my sense is they haven't been in the forefront of this. So saying they're going to follow the law as much as they should, that's still a real directive to school districts there about what should go on.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're at a different Donald Trump's election, November 5th, has really, it's allowed people to now come forward and allow people to start following the rules. I mean, what percentage of people actually thought that women should be able to compete in men's sports? Like, it's not a big percentage, 2-3%, but they were the loudest, and they were, we can see now that with the Biden administration, they were investing lots of money in pushing DEI and pushing the woke agenda into departments, which then got pushed out to corporations and pushed down to government agencies and then as local school districts. So Donald Trump is now, the President Trump is saying, hey, this stuff is not acceptable. And I think that's going to cause, the return of common sense.
Absolutely. So Greg Rothman with us, the new chair of the GOP in Pennsylvania. For people that want to volunteer, see more of what you're doing, is there a website that they should go to?
Yes, absolutely. PAGOP.org, and go and sign up. And that's going to be the key, too. We got to keep the activists activated. We're going to try to register votes. I spent a couple days with Scott Presser this week. He was in Harrisburg.
Yes. Our guy, right? Yeah. I mean,
one of my favorite people.
Oh, and, God. Yes. We're working on cloning him in the back room here. We're pretty close to perfecting
it. He's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've known Scott many years and supported him early on in his efforts. And we're going to register votes. I saw Noah Formica from Charlie Kirk's Turning Point. They're out with early voting and registration. We're going to keep this Trump movement going and activate them and support President Trump's agenda. So it's a pretty exciting time to be a Republican in Pennsylvania.
Absolutely. Well, welcome into that role. And again, if you're in Philadelphia, we'd love to have you in studio, meet you, et cetera. Greg, good luck in this, and keep us in your loop.
Thank you, Don. You take care, and I appreciate all you do, too.
Thank you, Greg, very much. Greg Rothman here, the new head of the GOP, where this is a plum position at this point. given the Trump effect here in Pennsylvania, Scott Presler again. And he said something there that the PIAA, well, if the PIAA is actually going to follow this now, that means any school district that doesn't follow it should be kicked out. None of their games should count. They should have nothing to do with it. Are you getting that, Central Bucks? I hadn't seen that anywhere else. The PIAA, which is the board that sanctions all this stuff in athletics in Pennsylvania, now is on board. All right, let me go to Bill in Bucks, and we'll have Dom's Money Melody here. Bill, good afternoon. What do you have on the side question today?
Okay there, Dom. Hi.
Hi, Bill.
I've got a singer-songwriter who back in 1975 did an album called Still Crazy After All These Years. And the reason he's so versatile, and I know you got 45 or something, the tin hats or whatever, but this guy actually, Paul Simon, had 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
That's a pretty good song. Yes, thank you very much, Bill. That's a really good answer. Outside the box, exactly the shakeup we're looking for. That's today's question. National White T-Shirt Day, something versatile. I still think the little black dress was a great answer, but I'm not. Yeah, you can't wear it to a barbecue. Women, you have to help me out. Would you wear little black dress to the barbecue?
It's too hot.
No.
It's the same way I wouldn't. Like, I think a black T-shirt's just as stylable as a white one, right. But I wouldn't wear a black one either because it's too hot.
Okay. So it's the heat. All right.
It's the heat. It's a heat thing.
All right. But right now, Dan, it is time for...
It's Dobbs. Money Melody.
Money gone.
All right, today we are playing again another great prize, and so it's here. Too many breaking news stories. It's, yeah. You know what? I'm used to usually two sound sheets. There's only one today. Hey, you've won a pair of tickets today if you win to see People Will Say We're in Love, a special Valentine's Day concert at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College on February 14th. You'll love the Zlock. Done many events there. Love the space. Dan, your backstory.
Yeah, Dom, how about a very versatile voice, a very recognizable voice? Someone, Dom, who was performing with a band that later went on to become inducted into the Hall of Fame, this individual, a knight as well. He's singing here as a solo act before he teamed up with the band doing a cover song. Dom, we want to know who this versatile voice is, a legendary voice, a very recognizable voice. Who is it covering the song today, Dom, to win that prize? Take a listen.
On how we tried so not to show, even though we didn't know. Our song became just a little bit sad. But it didn't seem to matter. Even when I kissed you,
very recognizable.
And then all at once our love was gone. All you left me was
a... So Dom, after a quick Google search as to who the most versatile voice was, I actually stumbled upon this person. And you know what? They're 100% right, because this guy sings jazz. He sings, he's teamed up with a country singer, put out some country hits, but well-known, Dom, for his time with a very famous Hall of Fame-worthy band. We're looking for this singer, Dom, a knight, covering a song before he joined up with that band.
Yeah, and Dan, I think since it's so close, only call with the answer if you're going to be able to use the tickets. You know, it's Friday the 14th here.
Yes, sir.
All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210. We'll get you in next on Talk Radio 1210.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, it is Dom's Money Melody, 855-839-1210. Dan, if you stump them completely, they don't even want to guess?
I don't think so, yeah. It's nice. I like it. Now, one more time for the clue?
Yes.
It made us fall in love once without knowing.
We're just looking for the cover artist, Dom. All-time legend, versatile voice, a knight, and a lead singer of a Hall of Fame rock band.
Yes. All right. Hit us with that. We'll take it off air till we get a winner so that people can enjoy going to the Zlock this Valentine's night. All right. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210 and you are on board. I'm seeing now, we had a really good debate on this whole thing. Dan, I'm even more in the camp if we get Steve Keeley on, maybe tomorrow, he's got a whole retinue of what happened at the parade as far as the destruction. He's got a tweet up on that. And Philly Crime Update, they have some of the arrests that police have made, including this one guy who was allegedly swinging a long, expandable yellow flagpole, 8x23 length at the overhead electrical wires. All right, so you know, and I get the Eagles president essentially saying we played that clip of him today. The Eagles not doing this. What about the guy in the wheelchair? I'd love to put him on, hear what that was like. That had to be an inspirational moment. They lifted him above the crowd so he could see what was going on. But the actions here, the police have about 20 people they're looking for around this, apparently. I don't think the police and Sherelle Parker should have been applauding there and saying, why is the media not covering that versus the other? It just strikes me as out of bounds. All right, we've had that today. We've had the Pope going after J.D. Vance through the bishops to say that charity does not begin at home. He's actually contesting this. Because Vance cited a Christian doctrine, that's what got the Pope annoyed, and illegal immigration, saying, hey, it's your family first, then your community, then your country, and then the world. Apparently not in the Catholic Church. Pope says the biblical teaching is every individual is the same, that you should see them that way when looking to be generous or charitable. And if I hear one more time, just one more time with guys like the Pope and the other side, that we have to treat people here illegally with dignity. No one's being undignified. There's no indignity here. It's about these criminals are not going to pray. Has the Pope ever said a word about Lake and Riley? Well, Dom, he doesn't know about that. Then why the hell is he butting in here with J.D. Vance saying something religious here? Did the Pope know about Joe Biden? He met with him at least once. He was going to meet with him again in his extremism on abortion. Yeah, but he didn't want to be political. But on this point about charity beginning at home, that's essentially what Vance was saying. Who would contend with that? What kind of moron would like to debate that and contend with that? These bishops, they don't debate anything. They're shielded from everything. I mean, I can't blame the average priest and others out there. I think they would be in agreement. This is ridiculous. You want me to get up there and preach this? Are you crazy? This guy is shielded from everything. He doesn't take questions on anything. Then he says he's saying it in a different language, and he walks it back. But we had a caller today made the point he's very political, the Pope. And he's put into play all these other people who probably will be a future Pope. And we know where that's going to go. Can they continue this fraud and still have a Catholic Church? Who is it that supports this stuff? I mean, there's some prominent progressive Democrats who at least on paper do, because it gives them the shield. I'm a Catholic. Biden would say I'm a devout Catholic, and yet I'm an extreme pro-abortion person. You want that. That's the best of both worlds. All right, let's go to Steve in Bordentown. Steve's next. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are
you, Dom?
Yeah, hi, Steve.
So Steve wasn't the winner. I'm sorry. It was another winner that we had. What was the winner's name, Henry?
Christopher.
I want people to stop calling. That was Robert Plant. Sir Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin before teaming up with Led Zeppelin doing a solo song there.
Voice.
Yep, our song there.
All right, let me go back to Steve in Bordentown. Hey, Steve, welcome in.
How are you?
Hi, good, Steve.
Now, for the question of the day, I said baking soda.
Okay, why?
You could drink it. You could clean things with it. You could unclog a drain. You could put out a grease fire. You could do all of them things with it. My mom used to throw it on the carpet and vacuum it to get the smells out.
I don't know about the drinking. I've heard that. Have you ever drunk
baking
soda?
No, I do it all. You get a teaspoon of it, you put it in water, and it's like the, you know, like Alka-Seltzer, Brioski. It's the same thing.
Okay. I go with the Alka-Seltzer. Dan, ever drink baking soda?
No, can't say that I have.
But I like his answer then. That's true. You can multitude of purposes with it. Yes.
Brushed my teeth with it before.
The baking soda toothpaste. There's several brands that do that. Yeah, so that's pretty good, pretty versatile. Okay, 855-839-1210. One other quick thing. Andy McCarthy, who's not exactly pro-Trump, as you know, great friend, great lawyer, got several pieces up today. First of all, part of it is kind of a how dare you to Democrats saying that Trump is outside the Constitution or that the executive doesn't have the power to do what Trump's doing. Now, I don't know. It's fine to litigate this. in each and every instance of what they're doing to audit the government? Have they exceeded power? Okay, litigate that. But as a broad concept, that's exactly what America wants a president to do and what they're empowered to do. And Andy McCarthy's brilliant column today makes the point, all the way back to Thomas Jefferson, that an operation like USAID, USAID, involves essentially foreign policy. And we all know the president's power in that. Yeah, the Senate has to ratify treaties. There are certain areas. But by and large, the president, within certain boundaries of the Constitution, is the principal person when it comes to foreign policy. So he certainly has the power to move on an operation like USAID, whether he can just shut it down or does it take an act of Congress. But curtailing the outrageous spending just in the last day or so, the $59 million that went for luxury hotels for people here illegally to stay, five-star hotels in many instances, in New York. Of course he has the power to do that. FEMA involved with this also. So Andy McCarthy, of all people, is right on the mark. Just brilliant stuff dissecting what Democrats are saying versus what the reality is. And we can cite any number of others. Biden, I'm not going to follow the Supreme Court, went all the way to the Supreme Court on the student loan issue. Wasn't going to follow it. But Trump's not even saying that on this. He's saying that he has the power over the executive branch, these administrative state offices, to curtail this. That's where the debate is. So to just dismiss that as this is a coup, is Andy's point, is ridiculous. Particularly, it was a good choice to go against USAID. The one that I really want the audit on, and I was going to ask this today. What do you want? Which group now do you want audited? USAID was a masterstroke. Go after them. They knew what was there. Now, auditing the Social Security would not be high. I know there's a potential of $50 billion has been thrown around in fraud, waste, and abuse. I want to go after the military budget for this reason. This would show the American people consistency. Even though Republicans support the military, we're not having the nonsense that's going on here. What is the budget? Is it $850 billion per year, something like that? No. Go after that. Audit that next. That would be a key thing to do. Stay away from the Social Security for now. You got to make your point to people more because the media is hell-bent to make an opposite point. All right, a lot of folks want to get in. Really busy day. A lot of breaking stuff. 855-839-1210. We'll get you on board. And again, this showdown between J.D. Vance and the Pope and the bishops, what's going to happen here is whoever J.D. Vance's bishop is going to be under enormous pressure. I'm not sure if it's his bishop back home in Ohio, that would be my sense, and who that might be, to make some kind of, yo, buddy, you know, you better watch it here type of thing. Remember, this happened with Biden with one Monsignor in South Carolina, and then we didn't hear from that guy again. But the Pope is trying to edge these bishops on to tell us if you're on the side of deportation and the rest, you're unchristian at best. Just say it directly. I just want the Catholic Church for once in their life to be direct. Don't give us all this bureaucratic language and all this vague pieties. Just spit it out. We know where you are. And we know that's why you're going after Vance. And guess what? He's smarter than you. You're not going to win on this. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano show. I think you could chalk this up to meeting with Trump, the king of, the representative from Jordan. I think it was the king.
Michael?
That's right, the second. Just announced that he will take 2,000 kids from Gaza into Jordan to their medical facilities there because of all that's going on. And Jordan in the Middle East is much more advanced, but you know, this idea they're going to take hundreds of thousands of Palestinians from Gaza, not going to happen because they know what trouble they'll cause there. But that's something that Trump helped to broker today. We also have the threat over the Hamas delay, what will happen on Saturday. And then we have Vogel released by the Russians today, all within the last hour or so. Dave in Oakland, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave, afternoon.
Hey, how's it going, Dom?
Good, Dave.
My side answer is Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes, of course.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I just read his whole Wikipedia. Oh, my God, amazing, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is in so many fields. It's hard to believe he's at the top of just, well, as an inventor alone, as an artist, without it, and as a great name, Leonardo da Vinci of Da Vinci. You can't
top
that.
Yeah, he's Italian, you know?
Yeah. Dom of Germantown, yes. Or
Dom of Germantown, that's a classic.
Or I would know, really, I misspoke. It should be of South Philly. That goes first.
Are you a Delco transplant there, Dave, in Oakland?
Am I a what?
Delco transplant?
No, I'm from Atlantic Highlands in New Jersey, up near Sandy Hook.
Really?
Oh, okay. A little bit of an accent.
I'm a Giant fan.
All right. That excuses
I'm the guy
it.
That gave you the pasta, Dan.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
So,
you like that pasta?
That was delicious. Thank you, Chef. I appreciate it. And the mango jam? Yummy.
Yeah. Great stuff.
Yep.
So as a Giants fan, what's your take on all this Eagles stuff?
Thanks for saying.
Well, you know, the Eagle fans are a little rowdy. They are a little crazy. Like, my brother went to a game, and the guy he went with pointed him out and said he's a Giant fan, and they threw beer on him for, like, half the game. And then he said, well, listen, you guys are wasting a lot of money on beer, so they threw pretzels on him. And then the security came and kicked him out because they couldn't guarantee his safety.
Well, that's regrettable. Now, I don't know if it's like this in some places, like in Kansas City or in the Midwest. Probably not as ferocious as around here. But when it's, you know, in New York, Boston, Philadelphia, I think it's relatively the same. So I take the point, you know, this bad rap nationally, there's a lot of laziness attached to it. But locally, I think the coverage was fine. That the local media did it of celebrating after the win. I didn't think anything was out of bounds here. Frank in South Philly. Frank on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Frank. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Hey, Dan. How you doing today?
Good.
You're talking to the food master. You're talking to the food master of South Philadelphia here.
The wine master,
right?
Too. That's right.
Well, we got a competition going. I mean, Chef Dave, our last caller, comes to the live events with some, you know, fresh-made pasta, fresh-made sauce, and we got the gabagool and the great wine from France.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, he's the gabagool. He's the gabagool master. Yes.
Well, I got 18 hanging for the next year's, this year's coming up.
Hard hanging. I love it.
But anyway, Dom, I'd like to speak to you in regards to to investigate the military spending that they have. I'm going to explain what happened, because I was a cook in the military, and what happens is they get allocated every month X amount of, let's say, 1,000 pounds of meat to serve on, let's say, 50 soldiers.
Right.
Well, what happens is if they don't utilize that meat or the food that they order, they don't get allocated the next money. So
right.
the ones to investigate is the ones that turn around and pay, which is our government, whatever department that might be. It's not the military personnel. It's either the waste of money is the government that pays and the supplier that supplies the government. That's where the fraud might be. Because what will happen is, I'm going to give you an example. If a supplier, he normally charges at least 4 to 5 times as much what the normal price is. And I'll give you an example. Back in the Navy Yard, back in the late 70s, for a toilet seat, they charge $600, a little over $600 for a toilet seat. So they get the money maybe 6 months or 8 months later from the federal government. So if they eliminate that process of where the supplier charges 4 or 5
right.
times as much.
Well, wait a minute. Why are they getting away, though, Frank? The suppliers are going to do that. Who's paying them that you think should be stopped?
Well, it's the federal government that pays 6 months or 8 months later to the supplier. That would eliminate the supplier to charge him 4 to 5 times
okay.
more.
All right. Well, thank you, Frank. Well, look, in order to the military, he's going to find the $640 toilet seats, $37 screws, and related per screw, if you can imagine, related things. And again, That's where I would go. That's where the real money is. That's the way to get people on your side, because we're not wanting to protect all that fraud, waste, and abuse. And by the way, I'm still not going to give up. I want the penny. I'm tired of hearing. Trump just has the thing on the penny. The straw thing, I get. He doesn't like windmills. I'm on board
with
that.
How many pennies do you have?
A few hundred around.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yeah, yeah. I think we do at home.
Why?
I told Ro to save them. They're going to be valuable. You'll see.
And right. Well, now they might be. You should be on the side of getting the ban. That way you can have all these collector's items on your hands.
In getting rid of the penny, who's going to pay for that then? Who, you know, when you're at a, whatever you're buying, are they just going to forgive that? Do they round it up to whatever?
With a three or 2 cents?
The nickel is next, because the nickel is even more costly.
But like after 1,000 purchases, if you're going up 2 cents, what's that? $20?
All right. Well, then why bother us with this then? To make them. What are we going to do here? It's an attack on cash. That's what it is.
Oh,
that's
okay. I see.
Yeah, it's attack on that. We don't need any cash at all.
We don't.
It's only a dollar here and there. It's only $5.
Bring back the $2 bill while we're at it. Let's get more
cash. I don't need someone to pull out their coin purse while I'm standing in a Wawa line and count out pennies anymore. It's 2025. Swipe a card. Order it online.
Okay. And have more identity theft. Is the way to go.
We should have cash.
All right.
Clear. But exactly. I do always use card for everything.
You've struck a mid-ground on that. That's true. Joe of Exton here on the side question today. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Afternoon.
After I present my answer, I have a comment. In the annals of English folk tales, there is the tale of a man possessed of a versatile dual personality, who became known as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Well, that is versatile. The good doctor and then the killer. Yeah, he's still out there. You know, London is foggy. I've only flown into the airport once. I don't think it's that foggy as in the Dr. Jekyll films. Joe, what was your comment?
The man who called in regarding the Vatican, the Pope.
Yes.
There is a novel by the author Peter West called The Clowns of God, which is a description of the bureaucratic politics employed by the archbishops when electing a new pope.
Dan would like to know, is there a doctor? We know that you are the quintessential Dr. Jekyll. Is there a Hyde, Mr. Hyde, to your side?
I haven't called him out yet.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. Oh, boy, it was a little slow today going there. We got some good stuff, ultimately.
It's all time great Joe call there.
Yeah. The book, too, the bureaucracy of the Vatican. I mean, in what world can the Pope be going after J.D. Vance on this? Does he really want to make the logical argument that charity doesn't begin at home? You got to understand how deep this is. And your bishop, if you're Catholic, is going to be making this, that you're not more generous or your instinct toward your family, to those closest to you, and then next your community, however you see that, then country, and then world. No. It's all one world, and it's equal, even with your family. Are these priests really going to get up on the altar and be saying this nonsense with this letter to the bishops? I bet right now they're writing it up. You'll hear it here in this archdiocese. All because they're animated over illegal immigration. They're determined over this. All right, it is the light.
Hey, it turns out there is a Mr. Hyde side to Joe.
In what way?
Where do all my hippies meet? South Street.
A less cultured sign versus I thought he was going to talk about the University of Florence and the Vatican or something.
Where
today.
The dancing is elite. Yeah. South Street.
All right, President Trump, too. The steel and aluminum tariffs coming down. It's a tariff a day here. It's a lightning round next. Jump on board here, 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's Right, one update to pass on, then the lightning round. Tom Homan just announcing they believe they have the leaker in the FBI who leaked that ICE was going to raid those Venezuelan gang members, those places that Martha Raddatz said only a handful, those housing developments in Aurora and Denver, Colorado. And now it's in the hands of Pam Bondi. And people on Twitter saying, no, you just don't get to resign. You're going to go to jail for this. This put ICE at risk. It's just leaking to these people. We'll see how it plays out, but watch for this to develop over this rest of this week. All right, side question. Who or what is versatile? The Earl of Tacony. Hey, Earl, good afternoon. Who's or what is versatile?
Also, don't forget, I am your Caesar salad dressing supplier.
Full meal now.
Yeah, it's
multi-course meal. I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
But real quick, I want to say I didn't watch the Super Bowl because when I watched the national anthem, Andy Reid was the only person who had his hat over his heart. I mean, you have these childish millionaires who make their money playing a game and only work 16 days a year, who live in multi-million-dollar mansions, are married to supermodels, who are so oppressed and beat down by the system that they can't even put their hand over their heart and honor the national anthem. So there's that.
All right. I think it's proper protocol, without a doubt, and few do it. But Earl, who's your versatile person?
I'm going to suck up to the judges today, and I'm going to go William Shatner. Stage and screen, TV, movies, and commercials. He's an actor, director, producer. He's a singer with The Transformed Man and his Christmas album, Shatner Claus. He's an author of books, including Tech War. He's in the WWE Hall of Fame. He's an actual astronaut. He's a rancher who breeds championship horses. He's on the Walk of Fame in Canada and the United States. And he's also a serial killer. He is actually Mike Myers. The Mike Myers mask is actually a William Shatner mask painted white. And he happens to be an economist with a degree from McGill University.
I did not know that last part. He's also a top 10 guest I've ever had in talk radio. I think I've talked to him three times. It flows. You can talk about anything with him. Joe in Bordentown. Joe, who's yours?
I'd like to mention a couple of things before that. My parents were married on Valentine's Day, and my birthday is coming up on Monday. I'll be 80.
Well, congratulations, Joe. A lot of happy birthday, a lot of Valentine's information. Good.
Right, and my answer to the side question would be the Leatherman, which is this 18, it does 18 different things as a tool, and you can just carry on your belt. I have one.
Like, what does it do, Joe?
Pliers and screwdrivers and knives and saws.
It's like a Swiss Army knife on steroids attached to like a plier. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we love the versatility. These have been great answers today. All right. We're going to need a little time. There were several contenders here. Henry, why don't you give us a couple of yours?
Yeah. I think some of the best answers today. I like Joe and Columbus. Bill and Buck's answer, okay. Paul Simon. I thought that was a very funny joke he kind of did with that.
The 50 ways. Yeah.
And I liked Earl's answer of William Shatner, too. I didn't know some of those things about him. I did know the Mike Myers thing, though.
Okay. Dan?
I'm more in the realm of products that I like. I like tinfoil from Robert and Bentillum. I like baking soda from Stephen Bordentown. But the best answer, in my opinion, today was Grace and Chad's Ford, who didn't have an answer prepared. But when asked what's versatile, she blurted out, Captain Chucky shrimp tray. And explained that she likes to bring it to, different parties and such.
That's a good answer, too. Am I leaning too much? Oh, man. Robert with the mirror putting the tinfoil. When I get home, bro, that
45 different uses for tinfoil. Great call from Robert.
Let's go with Grace today. I agree. On the spot. And she explained it. Taking it anywhere, you're the star. You can get to do that. So
great answer.
Great stuff. We'll put that into the hat. Don't forget the winner at the end of the week, $50 gift card to the great Gallo Seafood. Up there on the boulevard, and also their burger place attached to it. So you can make it's versatile. Jim Harvey aims to please. We'll have that for you on Friday. And hopefully, we'll be broadcasting right there from the Art Museum on Friday. Figuring how we get in there is easier than how we get out of there, though. At the end of that, I think. If you have suggestions, we'd like to know if you're going. Dan and I are already plotting it. And where's the near bathroom there? That's not in the deal here for this. That's always my first thought. And is there hot water for my tea? Come on, we just can't do it without that. Greg Stocker will have to answer
Bring a
all
thermos.
Of
yeah, I don't think you, unless you want some Schuylkill water.
That's true, too. Yeah, the thermos, all right. Come on, you're spoiling how difficult these are. All right, Rich Cioli is next for 4 big hours on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.